My future husband is really out there just praying that I'm not dating anybody right now. That is so cute. And the Lord is answering his prayers. The Lord is on his side. Happy for my future husband.
Damn, don't nobody want me? Nobody. Me, I want you. I want you. So you telling me nobody really want me?
I was single. I was 24 and the dating pool was everyone. And now it's like a shallow puddle of age-appropriate men who are old and gross, and I don't want to do that.
Welcome everyone. Yes, this is a video about the invincible, the unbeatable, the inevitable. Wow. Those are my favorite ones. I hope you all enjoy, and if you like the video, please consider subscribing and giving a like. That would help me a lot. Well, let's go then.
Three reasons why dating is hard in your 30s. Let's go. Number three, people just don't want to be straight up and honest. The last two guys I talked to wasted about 2 months of the time we were talking to be hooking up with other people and to ghost me and to just not be straight up. And I have come to find out that age doesn't matter. One guy was 7 years younger, one guy was 3 years older. Number two, we're at that age where people are going through a divorce, already have children, and I'm just not ready to be a stepmom yet. And last but not least, number one, COVID. You can only swipe on Bumble for so long until you run out of people to swipe. Let me know if you agree.
The degree of lack of understanding and illusion of modern woman when it comes about dating never stops to amaze me. It's impressive that for each kind of difficulty they have, they always find a way to explain it as if it's not their fault, and especially to put the blame on men. Women really need to understand that men can date to have fun. They can separate very well emotional from physical activity. Dating younger men doesn't mean that age doesn't matter. The truth is that very few young men will compromise their lives to another woman. Most of the times they are just having fun, and that goes for chads as well. As always, they are not ghosting because they don't have understanding of honesty. It's just that they are having fun with other women, and probably you're not the one that they want to commit with.
Anybody else in this really weird stage of your life where you are simultaneously really, really happy being on your own and being single for once, but you also really, really want a relationship and you love your job and really want to continue making advances in your career, but you also kind of just want to quit your job and go travel the world, and you really want to go out and socialize with your friends all the time, but you also kind of just want to stay at home every night and eat pizza and watch movies? Do we have a name for this?
Yes, we have a name for this. The name is, the world told me that I deserve everything, that I'm special, that I'm strong and independent. The world owns me the best, and I shouldn't accept nothing less. So I became very narcissistic, very egocentric, and selfish, and now I'm having bad time to decide what I want for my life. I know, that's a long name, but that's it. It's also how people lose a lot of things in life. They are so entitled that they deserve everything. They end up with nothing.
I'm going on 28 dates in the month of February. I'm 31, I'm very single, I live in New York City. My biggest problem is that I literally always put it on the back burner and I just want to make it a priority, and so I think this challenge is a fun way to do it. Plus New York is so fun to date in. The rule is 28 dates, but there can be certain days where I go on multiple dates and it doesn't necessarily have to be 28 different men, although maybe it's gonna be. I'm already on Hinge and Bumble, but I'm also gonna look into getting into a talent pool for a high-end matchmaker. And maybe make eye contact with cute men on the street. I don't know. We'll see. Oh yeah, and I'm also asking my friends to set me up if they know anyone. But like, I also don't want to apply too much pressure on that one.
28 men in 1 month? Oh boy. And she calls it a challenge. There is no challenge for a woman to find men. Any ugly woman can easily find men. Women really need to understand that you don't measure a woman's value by how many men they have slept with, but the quality of men that she made stay with her. Also, she's 31 years old. She really should not be just fooling around. She's running out of time. Honestly, I pity those guys that will be with that woman. I really hope they use protection.